Hi guys, welcome. Today we are going to be discussing no contact. Guys, how many of us are struggling with this? Too many. So today we get to talk about what is a no contact, what to do before establishing no contact, and how do you maintain a no contact. My name is Zainab, and I am your host. Welcome to Empowering Motherless Daughters, where we get to change, grow, and heal. Thank you, guys. Listen, what is a no contact? A no contact, I think I have to say this. A no contact is for you, guys. It is for you and you alone. It is a way to establish boundaries, to protect you, your children, and in some cases, your grandkids by removing the abuser or toxic person from your life. This way, you open yourself up to receive love, happiness, and joy. Yes, I love that. And no contact is said best by Shahida Haribi. Most of this information I got from her document, as well as Psychology Today. And I think I got it from a website called Thought. I can't remember. But anyway, she's the writer, Shahida Haribi. And she said, a no contact is the key that locks out that person from ever entering your heart, your mind, and your spirit in any palpable way again. Listen, a no contact is a decision you make. It is a commitment you make to yourself to access the greater good that is in you. And I believe that 100%. It is for you and you alone. You're not doing it for anyone else. You're doing it for your well-being. Now, what some people try to do is they try to do a no contact in a manipulative way. You don't want to do that because it will backfire on you. I promise you. If you're dealing with a narcissist and you want to manipulate them, honey, it will hurt you at the end. So you don't want to do that, all right? You don't want to manipulate the abuser through, you know, trying to get them to go to therapy or make them feel guilty when they don't understand your plight. It's just a total waste of your time. And you should not be trying to get an abuser in your life anyway. Let them go. It's okay, sis. Just let them go. What do you do before establishing a no contact? The first thing I want you to do is I want you to work on you. Self-development. Working on your own self before making such a decision. You need to do that, guys. You need to. I read from Psychology Today, and I think this explains it so well. If you simply detach and remove yourself from your narcissistic parent without doing your own internal work, without working on yourself, you will not diminish your pain. It's a total waste of time. And your true self will not emerge to the peacefulness that you deserve, because your mind will always be troubled. You will always feel guilty. You will always feel like you made the wrong decisions. You will always question yourself, have that double-mindedness. You don't want that. So it is your responsibility, as hard as it may be, to work on you. Don't focus on the person. Don't focus on your mom, the narcissist. Because remember, you can never, ever, 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 ever change her. She has to want to do that on her own. When you work on you, you're able to make a decision, a clear decision. The second thing is, I want you to try a low contact before a no contact. Let me say that again. A low, minimal contact before a no contact. And I'm going to tell you why. Listen. A low contact means it is on a need to know basis. It's not a requirement. It's not a must. Okay? You don't have to engage. It is not a casual, consistent, or favorable relationship. It is a civil one. You don't even have to do small talk. And if you do engage in small talk, it's about the weather. Because you know, when you have a narcissistic mom, she really doesn't care what's going on in your life. She really doesn't. If it's not about her, yeah, screw you. So you don't want to go trying to divulge all of your information to your mom when she does not care. You will get hurt. So try a low contact. Try being civil. Okay? Maintain that civilness, if that's even a word. This is what I think, okay? Separating from a parent is not an easy thing. That's just my thought. And that's because I've tried it. Okay, I did it. I was able to accomplish it because I got in a mental space, a healthy mental space. But it is not an easy thing. You have to remember here, we have emotional ties with our parents. At one point, we wanted them to love us. I wanted my mom to love me, adore me. Oh my gosh, I was dying. I was starving for her love. So I wanted that from her. And I wanted to bond with her, to connect, to her to be a mentor and so on and blah, blah, blah. So when I tried initially to have a no contact, honey, I struggled. Oh, yes, I did. I struggled. It was a hard one. It was a lot of roller coasters up and down. I kept riding up and down. It was very frustrating, very hard. I was filled with so much guilt. It was ridiculous. I was feeling guilty. I felt foolish. I felt crazy. I felt like a mad woman. I thought I was nuts. I thought something was wrong with me. It was very hard until I got in a good mental space and I was able to do it. So I just want you to be mindful of that, you know? Before you do a no contact, after you've worked on yourself and you've done all that good stuff, I want you to have a good support system. That's the third thing here. Have a good, solid support system. Sis, I don't want you going this solo. Mm-mm. It is not healthy to do this solo. It is not a healthy thing. Because when you try to go solo, it can be very damaging. So if you're ever in a case or in a space where you felt like you need to talk to someone because you're losing your mind, I have a number for you I want you to call. I have called this number before. I'm just telling you, you know, I don't have much to hide in my life. But it's the crisis hotline, and it's 1-800-273-8255. Again, crisis hotline, it's 1-800-273-8255. Another number that you can call, and they're all 24 hours, is the Mental Health Administration. They provide you with resources for non-insurance folks, okay? And that is 1-800-662-4357. Again, 1-800-662-4357. That is a good number for you to call if you need some assistance. You need to talk to someone. And the lady that I interviewed on Saturday, Shade, she gave me an information that I am going to put on my link below. And she said, if you want to talk to someone, you know, I don't know if it's a blog. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it is called Reddit. Reddit.com. You can post anonymously. Okay. I will put the link below that she sent to me. It's called www.reddit.com. And that is R REDDIT. She said on there, you get to read other people's stories to kind of help you cope, or you can ask questions anonymously where people can kind of guide you. The only thing I want you to be careful about, you know, a page like this is that sometimes you can get advice and it's not from an expert and you can kind of hurt yourself. It depends on the person's state of mind. So you want to be careful about getting advice from people. You know, you have to do what is best for you. Talk to an expert, kind of process the information in your head and see if it's okay with you, if it sits well. Now, for some of us, not me, the fourth thing here is a therapeutic resolution. Try a therapeutic resolution. As I was researching, I learned that a narcissist, there is a spectrum for that. There's a low narcissist, meaning a narcissist with a very low narcissistic characteristics, or a high one, which is a full-blown narcissist. Now, you have to decide which one is your mom, okay? But if you think that your mom is open and willing to work with you, go to therapy with you, and she is ready to hold herself accountable, she is very empathetic and sympathetic, yes, honey, if you have an opportunity to have that amazing relationship with your mother, I want you to go for it. In a therapeutic setting, somewhere at the end of all the hard work, it will be a positive, blossoming relationship. Don't do it because of pictures on Instagram of other people. Don't do it because you're going to be sad on Mother's Day. Don't do it because you see friends with their moms. That is not your business. Your business is you. Do it for you and you alone. Okay? So if you think that this is what's going to work out for you, then try that option. Let's say you have done all these options. You've tried all of this hard work, right? And your mom is still an evil boop. You know what I meant to say. She is an evil human being. Self-centered, egotistic, all about herself, cannot feel for someone else, is not as intelligent as she thought she is. Because remember, empathy is the highest level of intelligence. That's why I strive to achieve that every day. You know, I want to be that intelligent. Anyway, I'm just rambling on over there. But let's say you tried all of this and it doesn't work out. Now it's time for you to apply the no contact and maintain it. How do you do that? This means when you go no contact, there is no talking to your mama. There is no calling. There is no texting. There is no emailing and no social media interaction. This is a tough one. This is really hard because you might have to block your mother. Yes, it's not something that you want to do because it's very heavy. You love your mom and you want her to reciprocate, but she's not able to. And she's triggering you, affecting your well-being and keeping you in a toxic state. You don't want that. So you're going to have to like block her, sis. You're going to have to, if that is the case for you. Again, you don't want her provoking you. You don't want her triggering you. For example, a narc using your kids as a leverage. You know, they use your kids to get to you. I can't stand that. I think my mother tried that a couple of times. She would call my son, but she and I haven't talked for like 6 months. And she would call my son, ask how he's doing. It was just weird and strange. Or send him clothes. Weird. Made no sense. But I tried not to kind of like mess with their relationship. Because I feel like my son has to make the decision himself as he gets older. So I don't tell him anything bad about her. I just want him to kind of figure her out on his own. so that I don't want to interfere in that relationship. So I just kind of let it be. But it was just weird to me. And sometimes we have dads that are enablers. We have siblings that are enablers, grandparents, and the worst of all, friends. I have to tell you something, guys. Listen, a perfect example for me was my mom's childhood friend. I don't know her. I've never seen her a day in my life. We went to a funeral in Jersey. This lady, I don't know what she may have heard or whatever. She came up to me and she said, you know, you could be a better daughter to your mother. And I said, hey, where is this lady coming from with this rubbish? That was all in my head. I was like, what? Why would she think she can come up to me and talk to me like this? But of course, in our African culture, I just smiled and nodded. But in my head, I was cursing her out. I could not wait for her to get out of my face. I wanted to strangle her. If I could, I probably would have. But you know, I stayed composed. I really did. I was so proud of myself that day because I really did not strangle her. I really have to give myself a pat on the back for that. I really could have. But anyway, that is an example. People that don't know the full story coming up to you, telling you how to be, what type of a child you should be. They have no idea what is going on. And what those people are, they are enablers. They're there to cheer on and validate the narcissist. And remember, the narcissist already completed the smear campaign on you because they have gotten all these people to believe them and not you. Now you are seen as the troublemaker. You are seen as the bad child. You are seen as a horrible person. You are seen as cold, as self-centered, just because you're like, I don't have to tolerate this. Guys, let me tell you what I went through. Honey, when you decide that you are not going to have a contact with your mom, you need to know that involves everyone that loves her. Oh yes, people would join in without you even asking them to. They would join in and not talk to you, or they would throw dirt at you. That's what I call it, with the triggers and the provoking. So this is why, again, I don't want you to do this alone, because you're going to be dodging bullets everywhere you go. And if you don't have a solid support system, whether it's therapist or some really good friends that are for your well-being, you're really going to struggle and you're going to relapse. You're going to go back to her and she's going to continuously treat you bad. That's the first thing here, is you want to block her. Block your mom, block anyone that is associated with her and is not for your well-being. You want to drop them too, okay? The second thing I want you to do is I want you to engage in some pleasurable activities. Activities that are distracting, they are fun, they're self-developing, self-loving, self-nurturing. I want you to take care of you. Remember, laughter is good for the soul. Taking care of you is good for you. I have to tell you, I love comedy. I love to laugh. So I Google Laughter Factory or Laugh Out Loud, or I just go on YouTube and I just find something that makes me laugh, or I watch something that is inspiring. I need to continue on my journey. So I have to do these things. If I don't do them, I would drown in my pain. And I can't afford that. So I have strategies in place to prevent me from relapsing. The third thing is I want you to read a book about no contact. Tia, I'm sorry. I'm adding on another book to your collection. But girl, listen, I want you to get this book called Will I Ever Be Enough? I'll put the link down below for Amazon. Will I Ever Be Enough? If you are not able to read the book, you can Google Will I ever be good enough survey? That survey is online. I took it myself and I can tell you all about it. It is like 20 questions. It's a yes or no questions. It's asking you about your mother. And I think for me, after completing it, it kind of lets me know what end is my mother. Is she on the low end of narcissist or is she on the high end? So I know what to deal with. I know how I should kind of like face the situation. So it's just something for you to check out on your spare time, okay? And check out the book too. You know, you might find some good in it. These are the things I want you to do. I want you to take care of you. I want you to exercise. I want you to meditate. I want you to put things in place to prevent yourself from being triggered, from being provoked, and from drowning in your pain, because it is a very painful journey. Make no mistake about it. It's a very hard one, and it's not okay for you to go solo on this one, okay? Please take good care of yourself. Be kind to you. Be loving. Be gentle. And let me not forget, I want you to rate this episode. Let me know how the activity went. Let me know if you implemented any of these things in your life. Have you ever done therapeutic resolution? I want to hear all about it. Have you ever done a no contact and had a relapse? I want you to join the conversation on my Facebook group called Empowering Motherless Daughters. Let's talk about this. I also want you to share it with other people. Let other people know, say, hey, listen, I am listening to this really good podcast about motherless daughters, and I think it is something that you should listen to. Let people know about it. Rate it. Comment, share, like. I really want you to do that. And I want you to follow me on Instagram. I am really trying, guys. I'm really trying. You know, it's just me doing all this work between having a full-time job, researching, editing the podcast. Sometimes it can get so overwhelming, and I am a mother, and so I have all these things that I have to do, but I am really trying solo. I have not even updated any writings on my website. I'm going to work on that. I plan on doing the podcast for a couple of months, take a break, work on the website, and then come back for season 2 of the podcast. All right? Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for following me on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for sharing, for liking, for commenting, letting other people know how good this podcast is. And thank you for joining my Facebook group, Empowering Motherless Daughters. Mwah.